You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
And now on our moon-themed special, we're going to hear a song by Al Kelly and Leroy Kirkland's High Flyers. It's got several names. I think it might be a medley. Excursion to the Moon, Drum Diddy Wop, Crater Gator, and Moonbeat. Anyway, let's take a listen.
And drum and bongo, it's Dizzy Satellite. I am here to clear out the side main in your amplifiers and downvolate your dull needles. In other words, make your hi-fi flow with these and your lo-fi spray with a half a drop.
Crazy, man, crazy.
I'm very happy that you like me so far and bring you the star that you have a say you're a triple.
Not that kind of crazy. I mean, you're real gone.
And furthermore, as long as you fly the same with the star, you'll be with a time and a half a drop of you. Kelly boy.
A saucer, Kelly. Will bongos ever replace bongos in the orbit?
Listen here, square one. Will bongos ever replace Solomon? Will timpani replace heaven here?
Listen to that jet stream.
Sounds like that record was made at the White Sands Proving Grounds.
Daddy-o, that music is top secret.
Dr. Kelly.
How do you get back down here?
Students, Dr. Kelly is gone.
Yeah, real gone!
All right, class dismissed.
We'll be right back.
If you dig the record, visit your local space station. Oswald. So long.
Introducing Turn Back Time. That was from the 1960s, and we're going to turn back time to 1966 now.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby.
Luna 10 was the first spacecraft to go into orbit around the moon. Yes, long before the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. Now, this is a compilation of recordings I made during the mission 60 years ago this week.
The Russians have launched a new moon rocket, which will attempt to put an artificial satellite into orbit around the moon.
Russia has launched another moon rocket. This is less than 2 months after the soft landing on the moon by Luna 9. The Soviet news agency TASS says an automatic Luna 10 station is installed inside the rocket. TASS says the main object of the new launching is to test a system of putting a satellite in orbit round the moon.
Russia has launched a new moon rocket, Luna 10. The Soviet news agency says the aim is to test the system for putting an artificial satellite into orbit around the moon. It said the rocket is functioning normally and is moving close to its calculated course. The launching comes less than 2 months after the Soviet Union succeeded in making the first soft landing on the moon.
Russia has launched a new unmanned moon rocket, Luna 10. The Soviet news agency says the aim is to test the system for putting an artificial satellite into orbit around the moon. The launching comes less than 2 months after the Soviet Union succeeded in making the first soft landing on the moon. The director of Britain's Jodrell Bank radio telescope, Sir Bernard Lovell, said that if Luna 10 goes into orbit, it'll probably provide the close-up television pictures necessary for the choice of a site for a manned landing on the moon.
We share the program for English-speaking listeners in Africa.
This is Radio Moscow.
The Soviet Union has launched an unmanned instrumented satellite toward the moon, presumably in an attempt to orbit Earth's nearest neighbor. TASS news agency says the purpose of the mission is to achieve a moon orbit to study the lunar area. The U.S. Space Agency says it will attempt again tomorrow to launch an orbiting satellite that can view the universe from above the atmosphere. And the sighting of unidentified flying objects, or flying saucers, in the United States is still in the news. The House of Representatives Armed Services Committee announced it will question U.S. Air Force officials next week about recent reported sightings. That completes this summary of the news in the Voice of America newsroom in Washington. This has been Warren Shear reporting.
We have heard a 5-minute summary of late world news on the Breakfast Show.
Russia's Luna 10 streaked through space today on its mission to become the first artificial satellite to orbit the moon. United Press International says that if they are successful, the Russians will have gained another stride on the United States in one of the most important preliminary steps for landing a manned spacecraft on the lunar surface.
Sir Bernard Lovell says Russia's latest moon rocket, Luna 10, appears to have landed on the moon or to be in close orbit round it. He made this announcement about an hour and a half after scientists at the station started picking up signals from the rocket as it approached the moon. So far, there's been no announcement from the Russians. It was reported earlier that the aim was to put the rocket into orbit round the moon to radio back to Earth information needed for a manned landing.
Luna 10 is believed to be in orbit round the moon. This news comes from the director of the British radio telescope at Jodrell Bank, Sir Bernard Lovell, whose team of scientists has been receiving signals from the moon rocket. The Russians themselves have not yet made any statement on its progress. If all goes as planned, the moonshot is expected to send back photographs of the moon from about 30 miles above its surface.
This Russian moon rocket has been put into orbit around the moon to become the first artificial lunar satellite. An announcement at the Soviet Communist Party Congress in Moscow says the spacecraft, Luna 10, which was launched last Thursday, is circling the moon every 3 hours in an orbit varying in height from about 200 to 600 miles. Delegates to the Congress cheered loudly when the tune of the communist anthem, the International, was broadcast from the spacecraft to the Congress Hall. The announcement says the orbit was achieved by correcting Luna 10's flight path by radio signals last Friday. Scientific equipment on board is already sending back data about space near the moon. The Russians say their latest achievement marks a major stage in the exploration of the moon.
As it traveled around the moon, the Soviet announcement said the satellite is sending back scientific information by means of a telemetric system.
Party Congress is continuing its orbit of the moon and is reported functioning normally. The capsule contains radio equipment, a telemetric system, and instruments to study the moon and near lunar space. The vehicle is orbiting the moon every 3 hours. The Soviet news agency also said the Luna program calls for a special study of the moon's magnetic field, its gravity, and its temperature variations.
The full story of the playing of the International at the Party Congress only emerged decades later.
To fulfill its political role, the E6S probe was given a unique task of broadcasting a musical tune back to Earth. Engineers quickly developed a technical solution for the exercise, but an ideological question, which tune to play, apparently became a stumbling block. The USSR's national anthem was an obvious first choice, but somebody within the political leadership decided that playing it from the moon could be interpreted as the Soviet territorial claim to the moon. The second choice was a patriotic song, My Native Land Is Wide, but it was also found too nationalistic for the purpose. Finally, the old communist anthem, the International, was qualified as neutral enough to play from the lunar orbit. The Composers' Union of the USSR, the most authoritative music institution in the country, supplied Barbican's team with a note sequence, complete with frequency and duration for each note. Engineers then fashioned an electronic music box, featuring solid-state oscillators made out of quartz and a programming device, which determined in which order generators would produce sounds and how long each note would last. As participants of the project recalled, the resulting performance would not exactly rival a symphony orchestra, but it was more than satisfactory for an electronic synthesizer installed on a small lunar orbiter. The first task of the mission control was to broadcast the performance of the International into the Kremlin's palace, where the 23rd Congress of the Communist Party had already been in session since March 29. The historic transmission had to take place exactly at 10 o'clock Moscow time on April 4, as the Congress was to close. On the eve of the event, controllers conducted a rehearsal of the broadcast, and since everything worked well, they happily retired for the night. However, when they activated their musical device next morning in the final test, to their horror, they discovered that the melody stutters. It was determined that one of the oscillators had failed, causing the device to skip a note. Terrified engineers were agonizing what to do next. Although 13 years had passed since the end of the Stalinist terror, but plenty of Soviet apparatchiks inherited enough paranoia to turn the broken record into a politically motivated sabotage. Fortunately, controllers quickly came up with a solution. As the newly elected candidate to the Politburo, Sharaf Rashidov, announced the creation of the artificial lunar satellite and asked around 5,000 delegates to raise for the performance of the International, mission control initiated the faulty broadcast from the lunar orbit, while simultaneously plugging a perfect recording from the previous night's transmission into the communications channel with Moscow. A small group of conspirators, who organized the broadcast, had kept their secret for three decades. The story was revealed only 5 years after the collapse of the USSR, in the biography of Georgi Barbakin published in 1996. The International was then rebroadcast during Cosmonautics Day on April 12, on the May Day holiday, during the Victory Day celebrations on May 9, and finally, at the opening of the Young Communist Komsomol Congress.
Now, I didn't record that tune at the time. And these days, the only recording I can find on the internet is a snippet from an old Soviet propaganda movie on a Russian website. This is the snippet.
При победе Советского Союза в космосе автоматическая станция «Луна-10» стала первым в мире искусственным спутником Луны. Об этом замечательном событии рассказывает профессор «Интернационал». Ее слушали делегаты 23-го съезда партии.